one on the air on the weekend when it comes to medical information. This program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Weekend program.
We're number one.
Number one. And not with a bullet. We used to say when we were in the music business, Ken, as a disc jockey, the terminology, because it came out of Billboard magazine, if it was moving up the charts quickly, it was number 10 with a bullet. May have started at number 40 one week and then moved to number 10. Oftentimes the Beatles tunes were moving up fast, and that was the jargon that was used by the disc jockeys, I think, at the time. So we have no bullets here, only good wishes and good health. That's what happens when people talk to Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536. Over the course of the next couple of hours, you're going to be enthralled with the information that Ken has for you. He also has a lot of, he's done a lot of homework. He takes his job seriously. He's done a lot of research during the course of the week on things that have come out of the various medical journals. And Lancet is pretty well respected. It's right up there. Not number one. It would be in the top three or four, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So very important medical journal. You know, Doug, it's going to be a busy week when we have the phone lines already lit up before we even go on the air, and that's the way it is this week. So hurry up, don't wait at 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, DRKEN. A lot of big health news this week, and Doug introduced the biggie. This is out of the medical journal Lancet. When you go to your doctor's office, make sure they check your blood pressure in both arms, because people whose systolic blood pressure, that's the upper number of the 120 over 80 that we're all shooting for, if the difference between the left and the right arm is more than 15 millimeters of mercury, this can be very important. It tells you that you might be suffering from a vascular disease that actually could increase your risk of death. In this study, the risk of a reduced blood flow to the legs and feet was increased 2.5 times, and the risk of decreased blood flow to the brain was increased 1.6 times. If there was a difference of 15 millimeters of mercury between either arm, and it didn't matter which one was higher, and that's, again, we're comparing the top numbers. The difference in blood pressure was also associated with a 70% increased risk of dying from cardiovascular disease and a 60% increased risk of death from any cause. The risk of having peripheral vascular disease was also increased with only a 10 millimeter of mercury difference in blood pressure between the arms. It makes no difference which arm has the higher or lower pressure. It's the difference between them that matters. So again, next time you go to your doctor's office, make sure they take the blood pressure in both arms.
As a cardiologist at your facility in Florida, how often do you see the differences as you describe them? And if you could use, like when I have my blood work done, the blood pressure tested each time before I have those EECP treatments, it's usually 112 over 68, let's say. What do those two mean, and which are we talking about here with regard to the differences in pressure?
Well, what do which two mean? You mean the two numbers they measure?
Yeah, the number, the 112 over 70, when you hear that.
What okay. 112, your upper number, or the systolic, that's when the heart contracts. That's when the body gets its blood flow. And then that bottom number is when the heart relaxes, and that's when the heart actually gets its blood flow. And we're talking about the top number, the upper number, your 112. You want to measure that in the left and the right arm, and if the difference is more than 10, that is significant for likely having peripheral vascular disease, blockages in the arms, and then, in the legs. And then if the difference is 15 or more, there's a high likelihood that you'll have blockage in the artery to the brain as well as in the arteries to the legs, and you need to get this all checked out. The people who are at most risk for this are diabetics and smokers, but I think it's a good idea as we get on a little bit in middle age to get this checked. Even earlier in life would be a good idea.
All right, so have you, let's say this week, how often does this happen? How often have you noticed this? How frequently? You treat, 100 and some odd patients
a week?
Well,
it happens
right?
in Well, in my office, because I'm seeing a lot of people with circulatory issues, it's not an uncommon issue. Mm-hmm. It depends what kind of crowd you hang out in. You hang out with a lot of smokers and diabetics, you're going to see it a lot. Mm-hmm. And even in those who have fewer risk factors, you'll see it occasionally. And it just depends on your risk. You know, the blood pressure being too high, the cholesterol being too high, the blood sugar being too high, the waist size being too high, not getting enough activity, too much stress, eating the wrong foods. All of these are the risk factors for circulatory issues. You know, stroke, the number one risk factor is high blood pressure, far and away. And we're going to talk this week about an amazing fraction of people who have uncontrolled high blood pressure when they have a stroke.
888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on duty right now to take your calls. Oftentimes we develop a theme, usually built around some of our first callers. Ken, as a cardiologist, often takes these calls with his experience and works them well. So you can feel comfortable. I'm looking at all the other stories, actually, this week.
But we answer questions about anything head to toe, from kids to your grandparents.
888-553-7536. So why don't you talk about, you said that there are some other, I'm looking at some of the other stories here this week, when it comes to keeping your neck arteries open, the so-called carotid arteries, that certainly is related to good heart health. And your blood pressure certainly is it either affected or it affects what goes on in the carotids?
Well, absolutely, blood pressure is so important. We're going to talk a lot this week about strokes because there was a very important meeting, the American Heart Association and American Stroke Association. They had their International Stroke Conference this week in New Orleans. And a lot of breaking news, new information about stroke. A disturbing 47% of people who have had a stroke, Doug, have poorly controlled high blood pressure. High blood pressure is the strongest risk factor for stroke. And according to the American Heart Association, people with high blood pressure have twice the risk of stroke compared to people with normal blood pressure. And treating high blood pressure with medication and lifestyle changes such as exercise substantially reduces stroke risk.
Yeah. And then the stuff that came out of this meeting that seems to indicate that there are better ways of helping people who've had strokes. In my father's case, he died after having three or four strokes. The last one really did him in. The man who was like my second father had a stroke, different types of strokes. He died because there was a piece of plaque that got loose in his carotid arteries and went into his brain. He had a 96% blockage, had the operation, and when they were doing the operation, a piece of it got loose. How often is that the case?
Well, what happened there, unfortunately, is a complication of what we call carotid endarterectomy, where we try to cut out the blockage where when it becomes 70% or more blocked. The good news that came out of this study is that for high-risk people, which it sounds like you're discussing, actually putting a stent in is just as effective as doing surgery. So this is some real hope for people who've had a blockage that's quite severe. This less invasive approach for clearing neck arteries of dangerous plaque, it works just as well as surgical treatment for most people at high risk of stroke. 94% of patients' arteries, Doug, remained open 2 years after undergoing either surgery or the less invasive procedure, which involved inserting a stent. So this is hope for people who are at a high risk, as you're describing, of undergoing surgery.
888-553-7536. Help yourself to that. You can send an email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougstefan.com. Also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. All kinds of conversations about all sorts of health issues. With all this discussion about heart and heart risk, that sort of thing, we know that high cholesterol is something that leads to heart attacks and heart disease. So this new product that we've been talking about the last month or two, Ken, Cardiol from Italy, is a great approach. There are people who, you got to make sure, though, I think, in order to really understand how this is working for you, to have a blood test getting the accurate readings for these, you know, the cholesterol levels, triglycerides and stuff, so that you know after a month or two when you've gotten the free product that it actually is doing what you want it to do or what they tell you it will do.
Doug, a high cholesterol is a serious condition that can lead to heart attacks and heart disease and even stroke like we're talking about today. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. There's a new all-natural approach that I'm very excited about from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, Doug, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels and also help to lower the bad fats in your blood called triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 30 days. It's safe. It's FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
And again, the idea of getting a blood work done before you start, and then after 30 days, you'll see, I think, really, the folks at the at Cardiol, at the main company, feel that this is how it's best done. So if you are interested, and who wouldn't be, especially when you listen to Ken talk about all these things that have happened this week with regard to your blood pressure, to things in your arteries, and all of these problems, for the most part, are caused by having high cholesterol and high triglycerides, make yourself a promise. Matter of fact, you ought to do this right now while you're thinking about it. You go to cardiol.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, and use the discount code KEN when you go online to cardiol.net, and you order this the free 30-day trial, and you see for yourself. It's free. You pay the shipping and handling. That's it. Cardiol.net, or you may call toll-free 888-809-6424 if that's easier for you. 888-809-6424, or you can even go to drkenshow.com where you'll get the information as well. So all kinds of ways to sign up for the 30-day free trial of Cardiol. Don't let high cholesterol risk your future.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
888-553-7536. One of the other stories, it seems good news. The thing that we've been talking about a lot as far as eating diets, very important. Eating fish is something that's good not only for your heart, but apparently for your colon as well, Ken.
More good news about fish. Doug, this is out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week. Women who eat about 3 servings of fish per week have a somewhat lower chance of having polyps found during a routine colonoscopy than women who just eat 1 serving every 2 weeks. And the reason why this is so important is because a polyp, it's also called an adenoma by us doctors. It's a mushroom-shaped tag of tissue that grows in the colon, and it can develop into colorectal cancer. The omega-3 fats, Doug, in fish, they might have an anti-inflammatory effect similar to aspirin that could prevent the development of polyps. Men who ate a lot of fish did not see the same reduction in polyps as women, however.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio.com. bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a BioMat.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
The hour, 888-553-7536. Lots of information, as Ken suggested this week, from the annual meeting of those who study and deal with people who have strokes, a very big problem, more in our country than any other country, I think. Isn't it because of our diet? It's more of a problem here.
I think it's around the world country. It's because of predominantly high blood pressure that's uncontrolled.
Yeah, but isn't that because of what we eat for the most part?
Partially, it's obesity does definitely contribute to high blood pressure, but it's one of many factors.
Well, one of the question that comes after talking about the impact of eating fish, the good news that you presented a few minutes ago, what kind of fish are we talking about? There's a lot of, you know, fish doesn't mean you go to the fast food joint and get a fried fish burger. That's not what we're talking about. Dr. Ken says eating fish is good. Let's go to the local burger house and see if we can find a fried fish sandwich. That's not
baked
what we're talking
or
about.
Absolutely not. Baked or broiled, and the oily fishes,
right,
you know, of course, are the better ones. And, you know, we were talking about how the omega-3s may be so helpful. And the reason why we think that they're helpful is because a lot of the omega-6s that are too high in the body, and the omega-3s probably counteract the omega-6s.
All right, and that done, can you test that in your blood? What kind of fats there are, or just that's it? Whatever the reading is the reading.
There are some experimental procedures, not routinely go into the lab and test that, but there are some research protocols that do that. But you want to measure your level of omega-3 in your blood?
Well, I'm wondering, you know, we had somebody describe omega-3s and it's the three links in the chain, and then omega-6, six links in the molecular chain, and, you know, whether that's easily tested or not, or whether it makes a difference. It seems to be a matter of discussion as to the best. We all talk about fish and fish oils. The omega-3s by far seem to be better than omega-6s.
Oh,
right?
The omega-6s are not good for us. They're the ones that promote inflammation, and it's thought that that's why the omega-3s are so good, because they counteract. The omega-6s, let's talk about some of the foods that are sources of omega-6s. You know, these are some of the not healthy fats.
Stuff to stay away from.
Exactly. Mayonnaise, margarine. Salad dressings, especially like Italian, Thousand Island, Caesar, high sources of omega-6s. And then there are some oils, safflower oil, grapeseed, wheat germ oil, corn, walnut, cottonseed, soybean, vegetable, and sunflower. All of these are high in the omega-6s, which are just not healthy. They actually promote inflammation.
Wow. All right, so that's good to know. Let's get to Abel, who's calling in Los Angeles, listening to KFWB. Abel, you're on now. The Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Thank you. I'm calling from South Central Los Angeles, now called South Los Angeles, and just thank you for receiving my call.
Sure.
My question, you guys were talking about circulation, and you guys are talking about, you know, alternative, I guess, you know, alternative, right?
Hey, but so we try to be blended, talk about the best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds, meaning... Well, my question was...
The best of both worlds means traditional medicine and the so-called, it's not New Age, but it's alternative, or some people call it naturopathic, the newer things that are being studied that aren't as well accepted by the general medical community. That's the question. That's what he's saying.
Well, yeah, honestly, from my perspective, I really don't want to be politically correct. I just want to be blunt and forward.
Yeah, go ahead.
And... well, my question is, do you think in the, as far as educating doctors, do they emphasize alternative as much as they should? Or do you think while a doctor is getting their education, do they just absorb what is being taught to them?
Great question. You know, I went to medical school in the mid to late 1970s, and... You know, I went to where most people think it is.
1970, sorry?
I went to medical school in the mid to late 1970s and was an intern and resident in the 1980s. And I went to places where most people think is the best places in the country to get a medical education. And I had almost no education about nutrition and very limited education about diet. And a lot of it was poo-pooed, but I tell you, the tide has changed. The doctors today are a lot more interested in nutrition, and I'm glad. So things are definitely changing, maybe slower than a lot of people would like, but there is a lot of interest in doing studies and research on natural products and finding natural ways to make people healthy and stay healthy.
And let me add to my two cents, Abel. I live in Los Angeles part of the time, and you may or may not have heard Dr. Ken and I talking about these EECP treatments that I'm getting, which help in all sorts of ways with your blood, the blood flow in your body and stuff. And the clinic that I'm going to is almost across the street from the Forum in Englewood. It's not South Central, but there certainly is. It's not down the street very far.
You know, I know what that said, you know.
Yeah, so there, and it's
one,
mostly...
One of the reasons... Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, one of the reasons that I've turned to alternative is through experience. My wife and I, you know, we've had, you know, she's had an ailment after her pregnancy. I don't know if you want me to talk about it.
No, we've run out of time, but we get what you're talking about, what you're asking. We'll try to be a little more perfunctory when it comes to acknowledging.
Thanks for calling.
The various kinds of treatments. Thanks. Good question. Half past the hour.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
This is not a political program, nor is it about politics, but it is about what's going on health-wise. And oftentimes, politics does affect the health care, health treatment, what's available, et cetera, et cetera. You're listening to the Good Day Weekend program, information that sometimes is provocative. Once in a while, Dr. Ken is amusing and he doesn't know it. Or even if he does know it, he chuckles a little and it sounds even more amusing when he chuckles at something that he says himself that's actually funny. 888-553-7536. As you can tell by listening to him, he's a warm human being, very interested in your well-being, just because that's the kind of person that he is. Thank heavens he's made it into the medical world, because there sure are a lot of people that don't give a darn, and you know it, you run across them sometimes. So the information that we have here is pretty relevant to your being involved in your own health care. That's what we're trying to promote. One of the interesting and sort of controversial things this week has been a discussion in the Catholic services about whether Obamacare is infringing on one's religious freedom. Again, not necessarily something that we were talking about here, but it is interesting
to see. We broke that story a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, how broad that discussion becomes sometimes, you know. It's really, and it's also another broad discussion. The fellow who we talked to just before the bottom of the hour there from Los Angeles, who wondered about homeopathic sort of natural care versus traditional medicine. More to the point, you weren't necessarily taught alternative methods when you were going through school, but they are teaching them now. I think, is that
absolutely
what you said? Yeah. Right.
And I was as traditionally trained as you can come, the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, Duke University, the University of California, San Francisco. Right. And I got a great traditional education, but today they're integrating at even those types of universities. And you do get a little bit of a blended approach.
Yeah. And it's interesting when you talk about University of Pennsylvania versus Penn State. Do you know that applications, especially from out-of-state students at both schools, people are confused whether it's Penn State or University of Pennsylvania, all the bad publicity because of what happened at Penn State. The out-of-state applications, both undergraduate and graduate schools, both of them are down 30 to 34, 35%.
Yeah, they're on the other ends of the state.
Yeah, so they are. All right, so you be patient with us. We'll get to you. 888-553-7536. Here is Joe in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Joe, you're on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Weekend. Hi.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you very much for the program. My question for you guys is, what is the major difference between grapeseed oil and grapeseed extract?
Another good question. Coming from the grape, is it the seed that's more potent, Ken, or the skin of the grape, or the pulp of the grape? When it comes right down, you hear all these talk. We have had over the years many discussions about resveratrol, even how to pronounce it. So how does all this stuff play?
Joe, are you looking at products that you're trying to wonder about whether you're going to buy, you know, the grapeseed oil? It's a vegetable oil. It's pressed from the seeds of various variety of grapes. It's an abundant byproduct of winemaking. And are you looking at thinking about whether you should buy some of that?
Yeah, I see it at the stores as like a, well, they tout it as a healthy alternative for other cooking oils.
For wine,
but then,
too.
Right. And then I also look at some of my natural medicine magazines, and they're touting pycnogenol and grapeseed extract.
I think the grapeseed
anti-inflammatory, you know.
The grapeseed extract, which this is an industrial derivative from whole grapeseeds, that they have great concentrations of vitamin E, flavonoids, linoleic acid, and these are the ones I think that are being touted more for their anti-disease effects, the grapeseed extracts.
Okay.
All right.
Excellent. Thank you guys very much.
What about, Ken, grape nuts and grape nuts flakes? You hear sometimes...
Grape nuts cereal?
Yeah. What is that? I mean, they're trying to get you to think the same thing about that, right?
The key is looking at the ingredients and making sure they haven't added sugar into them.
Mm-hmm. 888-553-7536. So far, great calls and questions. Here's another good one from Mike, listening in Albany, New York. Mike, you're on with Dr. Ken on Good Day Weekend.
Yes, thank you very much, gentlemen. I love the show.
Thank you.
I'm trying to see if I can determine whether a woman about 55 years of age or is suffering from liver problems. Then doctor noticed that she had vitamin D deficiency. I think one of her problems is she's into binge drinking. She seems to have about a cup of rum every night, sometimes two.
She has a cup of rum?
Well, at least probably 4 to 6 ounces, maybe some mixed with soda or something.
All right, so is your question whether or not the rum affects her level of vitamin D? Is that the question?
Mike, you're on to something. You can have alcohol-induced vitamin D deficiency. Boy, isn't that a mouthful?
Mm.
And that's what us doctors call it. So especially those who have problems with their adult beverages need to get that vitamin D level checked. I think all of us need to get that vitamin D level checked. But it can lead to a lot of problems for especially for the alcoholic.
So,
well, for Southern doctor, I gave her 2,000 units of vitamin D. I told her to only eat it. When she has two meals, once in the morning, once at night.
Mike, wait a minute. Mike.
Yeah.
Why don't you just tell her to stop drinking the cup of rum every night?
Well, what happens, Doug, she already probably has some liver damage, and declining liver function can lead to a decline in vitamin D production, and this is a common effect of chronic alcohol abuse.
All right. So the vitamin D she needs... And she ought to get on it. That vitamin D.
You can safely take up to 2,000 units, but I would definitely talk to the doctor about checking a level, and don't on your own go higher than 2,000.
All right, Mike, there's your solution, at least to the surface problem. 888-553-7536. Next up is Todd in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Hi, Todd.
Hi. I have a question. I was wondering what you thought about taking bee pollen for a supplement.
I like bee pollen as a nutritional supplement, especially if you have allergies, trying to get the pollen that's very close to where you reside. And, you know, I don't see any problems with it. What are you trying to accomplish with it?
Great question.
I don't like asthma and stuff. I was reading about it. Maybe it's weight loss.
You know, I don't think it can hurt to try it. But don't expect too many big miracles.
I take pea ballin every day, and also a spoonful of honey. Sounds like a song, doesn't it? Spoonful of honey makes the medicine go down.
Getting honey that's collected nearby where you live
helps so much.
With
and you know why that is, Todd? Can't explain. Fascinating why it is that you would want to have anything that came from bees, honey, pollen, whatever it is, from local sources. Why is that?
Well, because the bees hang out in all of the things that bother us locally, and they're going to help build up your immune system because you're going to get a little bit sensitized to it, and it'll stimulate your immune system not to overreact, but just to help protect you when you get a big dose of what it is that's bothering you.
It is one of the most fascinating realities. You talk about Mother Nature or a God figure or infinite intelligence or a rhythm of life. How is it that in the circle of reality or things that Mother Nature has figured out that if you take the best antidote to the things that bother us, and I have, I'm the perfect one to talk about this because on my farm I get smoked every year with all these allergies, and my dog does too. I give the dog honey, local honey, I'm talking about within a 40-mile radius, so that the bees have been exposed to all of the pollens that are in all the ragweed and local things, and they have in them the fix to the problem. So there's a problem created by Mother Nature, and there's a fix created by Mother Nature. It's fascinating when you get right down to it, Todd. That's a great question. Thank you for asking.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, 888-553-7536. Donnie is in Columbia, South Carolina, with a question now for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Weekend. Go ahead, Donnie.
Yes, doctor. I'd like to know, I have cramp in both feet, and I've been experiencing this for about 2 months. So I want to know if that's something that you can associate with circulation or maybe vitamin deficiency. And also I have another kind of weird question. I had a stent put in about 18 months ago, well, about 2 years, and I have these like phantom vibrations. And sometimes I think it's my cell phone vibrating, but
fascinating questions. Just first, where was the stent put in? What part of the circulation? The heart?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So you have had blockage in the circulation to the heart. So once you have circulation issues anywhere in the 60,000 miles of plumbing in your body, you can have it elsewhere. So you could possibly have it in your legs, which definitely can be causing cramping in the feet. So peripheral artery disease would be one of the structural disorders that I would be concerned about for your cramping in the feet. But a lot of causes for cramping. Are you diabetic?
Type 2.
Type 2. Well, okay, and that just, again, increases my concern for peripheral artery disease, which is especially common in the diabetic. Other reasons why you can have it? Do you have flat feet?
No.
Okay, and liver issues, thyroid, diabetes, all can cause this. Kidney failure, alcoholism, blood pressure, drugs. Are you on any medications?
Yes, blood pressure.
Are you on a water pill?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Is that definitely a diuretic and certain blood pressure drugs? Talk to your pharmacist and your doctor about it. Dehydration, diarrhea, all can be causes of this. And the women, I'm sure you don't have this issue, but pregnancy is a famous reason for getting cramps in the feet.
Okay.
All right, Donnie. There's the fix. There's your help.
Thanks for Donnie. We're glad you're there.
888-888-55. Dr. Ken, that translates to 888-553-7536. The news of the week. We'll stick in a few more of those stories as we have time. Your call is important. Email as well. A story about raw milk coming up. Plus, Dr. Ken reviews this week's Good Day Health newsletter. It's 15 minutes before the hour.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be playing with our Erector Set and Lincoln Logs. Now, why do we want to play with erector sets and Lincoln Logs just like we were kids? Because imagine, we took all these pieces that were totally separated and used our creativity and built something. And we smiled and we had fun and we took our blueprints or we took our designs and we did it with friends. And we took something that was originally nothing and made it into something beautiful. And we smiled and we showed it off to our friends and we showed it off to our parents. And we showed them what we can and should be able to create. You know what? Nothing's changed in our life. There are so many things that are separated around us that once we put them together and we construct something with a plan, we too can be as proud of what we construct in our life as we did when we constructed Lincoln Logs and erector sets as kids. So erect your life, have a terrific time, and enjoy the fun in doing it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
All the decorations have been put away. But following the holiday gatherings, every room in your house could use some serious TLC. When freshening up your home, turn to cleaning products that are affordable and versatile, like baking soda. With countless uses, Arm & Hammer baking soda can freshen and clean your home from top to bottom the natural way, without the use of any harsh chemicals. It can make the microwave, countertops, and stainless steel sinks sparkle without scratching. Freshen carpets and upholstery, and even give laundry a boost for fresher clothes and household linens. You can also neutralize all odors throughout the house, from your refrigerator and freezer to the garbage disposal. Before you know it, you'll have the house back to normal, and most importantly, that little orange box of baking soda only costs about a dollar. For more information and to learn about the countless uses for baking soda as you recuperate from the holiday season and gear up for 2012, visit armandhammer.com.
888-553-7536. How about Mike, who's calling from Appleton, Wisconsin? And now the question for Dr. Ken Kronos on the Good Day Weekend program. So, Mike, you're the star. Go ahead.
Hi, Doctor. I was wondering, is there a possibility that when you go in to have bypass surgery, okay, and the three bypass and valve repair winds up taking probably close to 10 hours on the table, is there a possibility that there could be permanent heart damage due to the heart being deflated and cooled and shut down for that length of time?
Mike, let me try to reassure you, because I can hear your concern in your breath. And you have to look at this as what's the risk of doing it versus the risk of not doing it. So your doctors tell you that you need both bypass in the circulation to open up clogged arteries as well as to fix one of these four internal heart valves?
Two of them. It's not for me. It's for a family member.
So two heart valves and some plumbing issues. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, the person who can best tell the risk to the procedure is the surgeon and cardiologist who had taken care of the patient. Let me give you some basis, because I do this all day with my patients. The risk of complications is usually low, although this is a lot of surgery, but it still depends on the overall health of the patient before the operation. You know, have they had a recent heart attack, heart failure? Certainly with valve problems, it increases the risk. Do they have rhythm problems? Are they diabetics? How are their liver and kidneys? These are all issues. And what's their overall age, their general health? These are all issues that get factored in to determine the risk of doing this surgery.
Okay.
But it sounds to me, that if this is not done, there's not a lot of hope.
Okay. Yeah, but basically you're 100% correct, because everything that you had listed that could possibly be the problem was the problem. There's diabetes, there's prior heart conditions, but, you know, I was just wondering if the surgery has already been completed and done, okay?
Oh,
but
okay.
I was just wondering if there was a risk for having the heart shut down for that length of time.
Oh, how long are they now after having the surgery done?
We're just entering the 24-hour. We're at the end of the 24-hour period.
So you just had it yesterday. Okay.
Well, as each hour ticks by, the risks get lower of having a complication. But the critical point is during the surgery, and then certainly the first 48 hours are important. Do they lose much blood, or do they have any rhythm problems, heart rhythm problems? Because those are the most common complications of bypass surgery.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Minutes after the hour, 888-553-7536. May I draw a similarity, draw attention to something that's maybe just, I'm the only one in America who's thinking this. Ben Gazzara died yesterday.
Yeah, run for your life. Cat on a hot tin roof.
Of the same cancer that killed Patrick Swayze. And they were in several movies together. You may or may not recall. Ben Gazzara played a really bad guy, sort of a mafia boss.
It's lifestyle. It's not environment.
It isn't. Okay. All right. So lifestyle being alcohol.
Drinking and smoking.
And smoking. All right. So, and both of those were Patrick Swayze's passions.
And there are some genetic tendencies also. But, yeah. But you know, if you want to find a common denominator with the two of them, you know, we know... I don't know about Ben Gazzara's lifestyle, but we certainly know about the other lifestyle.
Swayze, yeah. I think you can take a look at him and figure he'd had plenty of opportunity to drink stuff other than raw milk during his existence.
Well, interestingly, in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, he played the alcoholic son.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He was really quite the character actor.
Excellent.
And owned the Wyndham Hotel in New York, which is a big hotel. A lot of these actors, when they did well, they bought real estate in places like New York, and they did even better with them. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the air here. It's 888-553-7536. A couple of calls on the phone number for Cardiol, with its natural ingredients working to reduce cholesterol levels. You hear us talking about that. And that phone number is 888-809-6424 for you to order your 30-day free supply, 888-809-6424. The Good Day Health newsletter this week, focusing on what, Ken?
The newsletter? excited about it. The cutting edge, newest ways on losing weight. It's about obesity, a little bit carried over from last week, but more importantly, the cutting edge from the medical journals in the last few months about how to lose weight. And we even have some more information that just came out in the last day or two after we finished writing this week's newsletter about how to lose weight.
It's really amazing. All the calls, I'm looking at the a panel of callers today, number of people with diabetes. This is really becoming, and it's because of your being overweight status, things like that, and what you're eating. It's like an epidemic.
Absolutely. It's an offshoot of obesity. But annual meeting of the Society for Personality and Social Psychology, people who postpone a snack they crave actually desire it less and are able to delay eating it. They then eat less of that food over the next week. When you postpone to some indefinite time in the future, the desire for the food actually decreases, Doug.
All right, so that's, I guess, in the good news department, is it not?
Absolutely.
888-553-7536. Jamal, listening to us in Wilmington, North Carolina. Jamal, you're on the air now with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, Doctor. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Jamal?
Good. I want to know which is the best oils to use. What do you think about mustard oil over olive oil?
I like olive oil. I just think that there's just been a lot more studies done on it, but I have heard a lot of good things about mustard oil, so it's hard for me to say anything bad. I just go with the tried and true, and I love olive oil. I had a nice serving of it just last night.
So it's okay. Easier to get olive oil, I'm guessing, too, isn't it, Ken?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Jamal, there's the answer. It's easy. Both of them are okay. Easy to get olive oil. 888-553-7536. Lots of questions about being smart at heart. I was thinking about a song. This is dangerous. If you are among the very young at heart, I was going to place smart. If you are among the very smart at heart, when it comes to approaching and preventing and healing heart disease, especially for women, listen to how many times you've invoked women in these stories, the studies that are done.
Well, this week was Wear Red for Heart. You know, this week you should have seen the women wearing red. It's the number one killer. We talk about breast cancer. It's not even close. You combine all the other killers of women, heart is still number one. You know, and it's a lifestyle. 80% smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, stress, obesity, inactivity, diet, poor diet, all of this can prevent with changes.
Worldwide, 8.6 million women die from heart disease every year.
One in three.
8 million women in the U.S. are currently living with heart disease. 435,000 American women have heart attacks every year.
And
wow.
Fatigue is a much more common symptom than chest discomfort, and shortness of breath also for women.
We all know.